As I walked past the slide, almost tipping my boulder at a children's marble game, I stopped at the spinning set. I heard people talking, snap bracelets, plastic perfume, bows in their hair. The blue-eyed blonde said to the brown-eyed brunette,
"If you dream that you lie, you will."
Those brown eyes exploded with tears. As I walked away, I struck the knees against the jungle gym. The memories bombarded me. Why did I have that dream? Why did I stop myself? Why didn't I die? It was 4 years ago. I was walking in a field where the brown leaves stood a foot tall, just entirely covering the wretched, abandoned train tracks. The pollution gray sky occasionally hurled its anger at the crowd, at the ground, making rippling the waves in the dead grass and straw. I never asked why I was there. The hole that I got a jacket closed with one hand, I put my left hand in the coat pocket. I felt the cold steel in my hands and pulled the .22 caliber pistol out into the light. The poor silver gray barrel reflected my fingerprints. I never asked why it was there. I stopped walking, pushed off the safety, turned the gun toward my stomach, wrapped my finger around the trigger, pressed my eyes shut, and fired twice. But I opened my eyes and stared at the raven bees, and I felt the heat and the force radiate through me. As I stood there, I began to hunch over, and all my senses slowed down. The weeds moved slowly, and as I started to walk, my steps became shorter, yet longer to take. Feeling dizzy, I couldn't even think, but I knew it should hurt, and I waited for the pain. But I just wasn't dying fast enough. So I tried to keep walking, but it felt like I was falling, and I turned the revolver to my stomach again and fired. I felt the jolt. I felt the force. I felt the heat, but it just wasn't working. I just wasn't dying. So I moved the gun to the side of my head. One shot rang out. My ears were ringing, slowly but silently. Why wasn't I dying? I shot at the temple again, and once more, walking slowly, not used to the heat and only feeling tired. Then a voice in my head told me to stop with me, and as I woke up, people sweat dripped down to my temples. I tasted them to make sure it wasn't right. I pushed myself away from the jungle gym as I wanted to go to the train track. The brunette stared at the blonde and innocent amazement. I just turned around and walked the road, kicking at that track.
Oh, wow.